o gwbl. Mae ddwy yn unrhyw un o gwbl yn gwneud caserol gyda'i gilydd. Just caserol effeithiau. Sa'n pasio unrhyw bar pa just ysgwrsio am yr helo. Yeah, caserol, caserol. Sa'n pasio unrhyw bar. Darlithwyr cymdeithasig efallai neu yn unrhyw beth o gwbl yn greu casserole gyda'i gilydd a casserole, casserole, casserole efeithiau. Sa'n pasio unrhyw bar pal just ysgwrsio am yr helo. Yeah, casserole, casserole. Sa'n pasio unrhyw bar pal just siarad am ei helo. Yeah, a casserole, casserole. Ond dyma'r barn fy nghymffon pigog. Allan o'r gechi, allan o'r gwely, ar y teledu, lle mae rheolau hip newydd wedi cael ei ysgrifennu.
Oh, yeah. Hello, yeah.
Hello.
I saw that song close. He goes, yeah. Hello, yeah.
Hello, yeah.
That was legendary Welsh post-punk band Dat Bluggy with Casserole Efeilliad, which translates as Casserole Twins. I mean, this is like the third time I've played them on C-Jam now, and I would bet my life on I'm behind 100% of their plays on C-Jam. Very proud of it.
Well, you're behind at least three.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. Again, a band we haven't really played on this show or really heard, and that's a really cool comp. Why don't you tell us about the release there?
Well, yeah, it's on their kind of collected singles, 1985 to 1995. From a Welsh label called Angst. Mm-hmm. I just kind of threw it on spontaneously because I thought it suited the song we heard before that. Had a nice kind of sparse, weird, post-punky vibe that I liked a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked that. The cadence was great. It reminded me of parts of The Fall, reminded me a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I like some other early post-punk acts I really dig. That was great. Thanks for sharing that.
My pleasure.
Of course, this is Revolution Rock, and yes. Before that, we played some music in tribute to Gordon Lightfoot.
You had a really unique cover there.
Yeah, very unique cover by Century Palm from an album exclusively of Century Palm covering Gordon Lightfoot songs.
Well, it's just one song.
An entire album of them covering Gordon Lightfoot.
It's them doing If You Could...
Read My Mind?
If You Could Rad My Mind? That's what you type.
It's called The Spelling Error.
If You Could Read My Mind. Classic Gordon Lightfoot song. And we were talking about the melody when we were hearing it.
Yeah, I love that. But then... I never heard it before, but the melody was bugging me for a moment. It actually reminds me of Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All.
Like it could also
the three
be that
chorus
too.
To it,
but. Yeah. But anyways, Century Palm was a very short-lived band from Canada, and it featured members of Tough Age and also Paul Lawson, who was in a bunch of Hamilton, Ontario bands, most notably the Ketamines, who we played a couple weeks back. Yeah. And they just put this single out a few days ago, just out of nowhere. Before that, we heard some music from Gordon Lightfoot in tribute. He recently passed, and Canadian legend. We just thought we'd play a couple tracks, maybe a few different things. We heard a couple tracks that doesn't sound like what you would expect from Gordon Lightfoot.
There's a range, wasn't it? There's a bit of rock and roll kind of.
Bit of rock. More rockin'.
Very rockin', yeah. We heard a pair of singles, actually. Early recordings of his from 1966 and 62, respectively. We heard a single called Spin Spin. Definitely Beatles-esque, as Dave said. Also, I think, showing his appreciation of Electric Dylan from the mid-60s period with that great guitar hook that was going on that song. And we heard an early, kind of topical song, I guess you would call it, Negotiations, which was kind of a song about union busting back that was happening in the early 1960s across different American states. And Gordon Lightfoot was someone who really did care a lot about the people. He really was someone who talked a lot about social issues and social justice before it became kind of a button to wear around. Like, he really did advocate a lot for that, and workers' rights and unions' rights. And yeah, it was really amazing to hear that. And such a rocking song, a little bit of boogie-woogie even in that. And then we started things off with something that I think is more tonally familiar to what people are accustomed to hearing from Lightfoot. Something from his debut record.
Yeah, from 1966's Lightfoot, with an exclamation point. We heard an early version of Early Morning Rain, a different, earlier recording. It would be covered by many people and re-recorded for his 75 Greatest Hits comp. I believe it was called Gord's Gold.
I think that's when he fully committed to the mustache at that point.
And it was a beard, too.
Wow.
From a picture that I saw on the internet.
Fully connected.
Did you look on the internet? But anyways.
Sometime in my life I have, yeah.
Something I wanted to mention. This is a cool little fact we were talking about during the show. Perhaps one of his most famous songs, if not his most famous songs, is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And it's a long song, but it also, in the song, it mentions the Old Mariners Church in Detroit and how when the Fitzgerald sunk, they rang the bell 29 times. When Gordon Lightfoot passed away the following day, or not too long ago, it was very recent, they rang the bell 30 times in his honor in Detroit, which is
that's
a pretty
cool. That's
touching
nice.
Thing.
Yeah.
Really amazing. And that's it. We just wanted to kind of play a couple tracks from Gordon in tribute and just talk a little bit about his music and why people love him so much.
Yeah, I think he's definitely, his passing has gotten a lot of press. I don't think we need to give any more context. He was definitely an icon of Canadian music, and he will be missed by his many, many fans. Coming up next, we're going to be hearing some newer music that Dave selected, but we're going to start off going back. I believe this album was released in 80 or 81 by the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah, it's off the record. I actually don't know the name of the record I got.
Oh, I think it's Mirror Moves.
Yeah, yes. Look at that. We're going to hear Heaven from that song, from that album, sorry.
All right, so let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Kay. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm joined with Adam, and also we have Kieran on the show again with us this week. Kieran, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We ended off that set with brand new music from the band Squirrel.
And we're hearing it in the background.
And we're hearing it in the background again.
Who is in that band? I believe it's someone that we might be familiar with.
There's two filmmakers in the band, one of which is Jim Jarmusch. They normally make music just for his films, and they've had several EPs and stuff, but this is their first standalone album, so it's their debut album.
Yeah, I do have to say I love the soundtrack to Only Lovers Left Alive with all the contributions by Squirrel, kind of like methodical noise rock, a little bit reminiscent of the band Earth. So I'm really digging this very atmospheric, very doomy. That was Berlin 87.
And the new album is called Silver Haze. Prior to that, we heard music from, well, we can't actually say the band's name on air. They're from Hamilton. They're called the Golden
Essers.
Rhymes with hitters. Yeah. Throw an S in front of it.
Squitters?
No.
Okay.
But they're from Hamilton, Ontario, and it features Matt Ellis, who has been in the Anxious Pleasures and numerous bands such as the Vapids, and also a member of Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs.
Yeah, Dave Tyson, and also Kyle Fisher from the Dirty Nil.
They're currently doing a mini tour with the 70s punk Ireland band from Ireland, the Outcasts. They just
Not with Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
That's still okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. But anyway, so they have this album that's coming out in July. Really cool. And before that, we heard, I don't know too much about this band. They're called the Steve Adamick Band. So Adam with YK on it, and they're part of this new single series that's being put out by a Portland, Oregon label. The band is actually from Ottawa. The label is called Drunk Dial Records, and this is number 11. It's them covering two songs, one of which we heard, Do You Wanna Know? And that's a cover of a Belgian punk band from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Very good stuff. Before that, we heard a really cool band that hails from where else? Montreal.
Yes, they have a new album coming out in June on the Mothland label. Does anyone want to say the name of the band?
La Securité. So Security, actually. So La Securité.
La Securité.
La Securité.
Does that work? La Securité. Yeah, that's their name. And we heard the song.
We apologize to all our Francophone listeners.
we heard the song Try Again from their forthcoming album. You want to try again?
Yeah, La Securité.
You know what? I think that's good.
That was actually better than all the other times. Yeah. So,
which isn't saying much, but thank you.
Is it le or la? I'm trying to read the screen.
Oh, sorry, it's
no,
le.
I put le, but it's actually la, I think.
So so it's not at all what the band's name is. Yeah.
So anyways, my mistake, but the album's called Stay Safe. And then we started off with a track by Psychedelic Furs.
Psychedelic Furs, because why not?
What did we hear?
Heaven.
Great one from Mirror Moves.
You know, speaking of heaven, I'm having a most splendid, dare I say, paradisal time with all of you here. And I do want to encourage people to check out the website if you also want to extend your heavenly visit to Revolution Rock. Just go to revrock.blogspot.com and you'll get some information about the bands we play and the music that we love.
And maybe I'll update it.
He's smooth, isn't he?
Maybe I'll update it sometime.
Yeah.
You can also,
that would be a miracle.
You can also call us if you would like in Windsor, 519-971-3630, or Detroit. It's toll-free around the world as well, 1-855-344-2526. We're going to start off with a brand new single from a forthcoming album by The Hives from Sweden. The album is called The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons, and I'll give a little bit of background. It's been 11 years since their last release, Lay Hives, but throughout their career, they've had this gimmick. The Suits is one thing, but also throughout their career, they said all of their songs have been written by Randy Fitzsimmons, this fictional character. No one really knows if he's real or not. A lot of people believe...
Well, not anymore.
A lot of people believe that it's the two brothers in the band, Pele and Nicholas Arson. But it's never been confirmed officially. Anyways, the story of this album and its title is they heard that Randy Fitzsimmons died, so they went to his gravesite, but he wasn't in there. Inside was cassette tapes for 12 new songs for the Hives to record. And this is the forthcoming album.
What an origin story. I love that.
Origin story, and I recommend the video if you like gore.